Today I'm going to talk about Mary teaches us how to follow Christ. St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, "Mary can teach us kindness. They have no wine," she told Jesus in Cana. "Let us, like her, be aware of the needs of the poor, be they spiritual or material. And let us, like her, give generously to the love and grace we are granted." Mother Teresa. For you Bible buffs, the last words uttered by the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Bible are these: "Do whatever he tells you." These are the last words that she said that are written in the Bible. Mary doesn't speak often in the sacred scriptures, but every time she does speak, her words flow with wisdom. Mary was the first Christian, the first Catholic. She was filled with the Holy Spirit after the Annunciation, and from then on, she dedicated her life to serving Jesus and continuing his mission. When we were baptized, we too received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when we were confirmed, we formally declared our intentions to spend our lives serving Jesus and contributing to his mission. But it's not always easy to carry our noble and wise intentions. Life is full of challenges, surprises, temptations, and it's easy to get distracted. With her last words in the Bible, the Blessed Virgin Mary gives us three keys to stay on task in our effort to follow Christ and discover the happiness that only he can give. Let's look at these three keys one by one and see how they can apply them to our lives. First key is an attitude of creative service. Mary was not in charge of the wedding in Cana. In the ancient world, the bride's father was in charge of the wedding and paid for it. Most weddings included 5 to 7 days of festivities. But the interesting thing that the head waiter, the one who is responsible for providing food and drinks throughout the wedding festivities, was not the one who noticed that the wine was running out. Instead, it was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Even in the midst of the party, a wedding feast, where she was a guest and not a hostess, she kept her attention on the needs of others. She didn't become so self-absorbed in having a good time that she forgot about those around her. Instead, she recognized the potential disaster and she took the initiative to do something about it, to help avert a great embarrassment and disappointment that the running out of wine would have caused the bride's family. This was Mary's approach to life. She always fostered an attitude of creative service. She kept her eyes open for opportunities to help others, and she took the initiative to seize those opportunities. This is how she reflected in her own day-to-day life the goodness and generosity of God, who is always thinking of us and providing for us and watching over us. An attitude of creative service is the first key in being a true follower of Christ. St. Vincent Pallotti said it well: "Remember that the Christian life is one of action, not of speech and daydreams. In heaven we shall all rest." Now the second key is confidence in Jesus. Mary noticed the problem and she wanted to do something about it. But what exactly can she do? She wasn't rich, and there was no Walmart in Cana where she could go and buy a few gallons of cheap wine. Even though she didn't have the resources to solve the problem all by herself, she knew exactly who did, her son. And so she goes to Jesus, catches his eyes, and simply puts the needs before him. They have no wine. What a beautiful prayer. She doesn't give Jesus a specific to-do list, as she was trying to micromanage God, but she isn't afraid to be specific and concrete about the needs itself. She knows her son very well. She knows that his heart is full of goodness, mercy, and love. She knows that he is the Messiah, the Son of God. And so she approaches him with total confidence and openness, knowing that his infinite love will be able to solve this problem. That's how we all need to approach Jesus, with the same confidence that Mary had. He's our Savior. He came to earth for our sake, as we pray each week in the Creed. He loves us without condition, and his infinite wisdom and power are at the service of that love. Even when Jesus doesn't answer our prayers the way we would like him to, we can be certain that he knows all our prayers. In our need, in our confusion, in our troubles and sufferings, we should have confidence in Jesus as Mary did. This is the second key to spiritual maturity, having confidence in Jesus. Now, the third key is obedience to God's will. Now, Mary doesn't stop with a mere attitude of confidence in Jesus. She puts her confidence into practice. After Jesus gives her a rather ambiguous answer to her prayer, she turns to the waiter and gives them the best piece of advice that any human has ever given anyone. Do whatever he tells you. The true test of our confidence in God's goodness and power is our obedience to his will. If we truly believe that God, our Father, our Savior, our King, we will obey his commandments and his teaching. We will do whatever he tells us. Inspired by Mary's confidence, these waiters do exactly that. They don't understand why Jesus is telling them to fill the huge stone containers of water. Logically speaking, that's not going to help the situation at all. And physically speaking, that's a lot of work. Only Mary's confidence in Jesus, overflowing into their own hearts and minds, gave them the faith they needed to obey. As a result, they became part of a miracle and saved that day. Let's be like Mary. Let's ask for her creative service. Let's ask for Mary's confidence in Jesus. Let's ask for Mary's obedience. Let's ask for Mary's intercession for all our needs. And yet, whenever we allow Mary's confidence in Jesus to overflow into our own hearts and mind, we too find enough faith to obey what God is telling us in his infinite love and wisdom. He asks of us, and then we too will become part of a miracle and save the day when we listen to God. Let us pray. Mary, please intercede on our behalf, just as you did in Cana. Lord, let Mary's confidence in Jesus overflow into our hearts and minds, so that we too will find enough faith to obey what God tells us and to do whatever he tells us. Amen.